prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Parents are
the people to keep and bear arms.
Spring graduation and prom season, the pressure and excitement becomes much greater and the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increase. This year, practice moderation and common sense, especially behind the wheel and on our roads and highways. Remember, the life you save may be your own. A strong and safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This message was brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises Incorporated, where they realize our children are our future and the future is worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a very, very special guest with us this morning. Before we get to that, I just want to comment briefly on the propaganda campaign to get the American people to support our president. Now, certainly CBS 60 Minutes has put Obama on, President Obama, more than any other person I've ever known. Certainly immediately after he was elected, why they put him on for an hour, never. Ordinarily an hour for any one person. They've done that several times. They had him on a couple of weeks ago. They had him on again last night for two-thirds of the program. And President Obama is a very handsome gentleman. He speaks very well. He says exactly what the American people want to hear. And he talks against Wall Street. Those people on Wall Street ought to get a real job and see what the real world is. But what nobody tells you, and certainly CBS isn't going to tell you, because they're part of the propaganda network that controls our reality, is that President Obama's largest contributors were from Wall Street. He has surrounded himself with people from Wall Street. The little trilateral commission, there's only 87 members of it here in the Northern American group, and 11 of those are in his cabinet, and they are his economic advisors. Included in this North American group are J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup. All the largest banks are in this little group that controls the Obama administration. But they're not going to tell you that. They tell you the banks, we've just got to get them lending. The banks have lots of money. They want this crisis. I mean, they have a specific agenda. I believe that they intend to destroy the value of our currency and enslave and impoverish our people. There's no better way to impoverish the people than destroy the value of the currency and destroy the system, the whole economic system. And then, of course, you are in charge and you control the military and you control the police and you have a dictatorship. But you are not going to hear that. Understand, our minds are being molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas created largely by men we've never heard of, and those are the people who control the mass medium. And first, President Obama says we've got to get the large banks to start lending. The large banks aren't going to start lending because this is part of a scam to destroy our currency and impoverish our people. With that as a background, let's get to our special guest this morning, Dr. Doug Rocky. Major Rocky was in the military. He got Gulf War syndrome in the first Gulf War. He's been ill, as have most of the members of his team. He handled a team that was dealing with decontamination of our tanks and our personnel carriers, and an awful lot of people in your unit got sick, didn't they, Doug?
Yeah, way too many, and hundreds of thousands of others, as totally confirmed by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs documents from Desert Storm. And now we got 500,000 from Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom with the same medical problems.
Are they as bad as the first Gulf War syndrome was?
It's worse. It's far worse already.
Gulf War, or is this something different?
It's the same thing. What we were looking at during Operation Desert Storm, obviously, as everybody knows by now, that the United States provided to Iraq chemical and biological warfare munitions prior to Desert Storm. And then in December 1990, we made the decision to blow all of those up that the United States Army had given to them. And this includes the anthrax, weaponized anthrax. And we had a destruction of the infrastructure throughout Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait. We had the extensive use of, you know, the fires with the oil well fires. We had all the other stuff. So we had extensive exposures during Operation Desert Storm. And one of the most disastrous exposures, again, was our own dirty bombs, the uranium weapons that we used extensively during Desert Storm. Well, Iraqi freedom and enduring freedom, which we started planning in the 1990s, you know, and then we implemented finally, you know, after the 2001 Black Operation scare. The exposures we have now with Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom include pesticides, which we had in Desert Storm, extensive misuse of pesticides. And this time around, the kids were actually wearing flea collars on their arms and their legs and their necks, which are not for soldiers or men or women. They're not for children. Then we have extensive exposures from hazardous materials that we released all over. There have been a lot of stories written already with Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom investigative reports, how the open burning, the pest, all the stuff that's been burnt in what they call an open-pit burning, like incinerators, has created incredible casualties. And again, the same military guys, Dr. Kilpatrick and his staff, deny any correlation. And then we had extensive, again, use of uranium munitions, far, far more than what we did in Desert Storm. Desert Storm, we had about 375 tons of uranium used in munitions, and this time we're in thousands of tons. It's just a disaster. And, you know, video and photographs totally confirm that, you know, destroyed water treatment facilities, sewage sanitation plants, hospitals, apartment buildings. I've got one video of one apartment building just totally destroyed, and the Army officer in charge is standing there saying, "I don't care. I'm not going to do anything." I mean, it's war crimes. And so we have all of this. So what we see today is we have 300,000, I want to repeat, 300,000 of our sons and daughters, United States military personnel, that have applied to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs for permanent medical care, lifetime medical care, and disability as a result of serving during Operation Desert Storm. Over 70,000 of the 600,000 that served have died from these medical problems already. Over 70,000.
We're not hearing these figures, though, Doug.
You're not going to hear these figures because you're not going to hear them in your normal media. You're not going to hear them from the Department of Veteran Affairs because unless you have inside track or you see the reports, you're not going to get it. We can't.
Well, now, before you told me about the report, I tracked it down. You were entirely right, but at that time, there were only 20 or 30,000 that died. Where are the latest reports?
Well, when we look at the latest reports, all you have to do is go to www.va.gov, and then what you get there, once you get onto the Department of Veteran Affairs website, in the upper right-hand corner, the search block, and you type in the acronym GWVIS, and that stands for Gulf War Veterans Information System. Now, the report that's up there is a year old, so it's from February of 2008, and this is now, what, March of 2009. And when you actually go in there and you see the reports, you'll see the report in the first column when you get on page 9 is deployed, and that was Desert Storm. And then the other one, conflict, is Desert Storm, and deployed is Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. And so what we had a year ago, we had over 400,000 had already applied to the VA disability for, you know, the VA out of Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom. And then we see the same data. You got a copy of the January report from the Department of Veteran Affairs. It's a PowerPoint presentation and specifically identifies over 400,000 serious casualties.
We'll be back in just a moment with Major Doug Rocky, right here, the American Freedom Network.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is a Major Doug Rocky. Doug, what were those this website exactly? I didn't have my pen out. Okay. How do you get on VA.gov?
Yeah, go to www.va.gov. That's U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs official website.
All right. And then,
in the upper right-hand corner, once you're on their website, you'll have there's an empty white block. That's their search engine block. And what you do is type in the acronym GWVIS.
E or Z?
GWV as in Victor.
VIS. Okay.
VIS.
Okay.
Yeah, and then once you get there, you can get the report up. Now, these reports are supposed to be put out quarterly. We haven't had a report for over a year. And that's, you know, totally astonishing that, you know, it's been a year since we've had a report on that.
What the last one showed 70,000 deaths?
Yeah, it absolutely did. It showed over 70,000 dead. And that's for Desert Storm alone, and then there was over 160,000 dead of Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. You're not going to see these data because what you see in the media, what you see in the newspapers, the only thing they report is the individuals who are wounded in action or killed in action, you know, so-called supposed enemy engagement. So that's the only information that you'll ever find on casualties, you know, in the news or in the media or on TV. And so what you have to do in order to really understand it, you have to get into the, you know, the fundamental data reports that are deliberately, and I want to repeat, deliberately hidden from the American public and the rest of the world. They don't want the mothers, the fathers, the husbands, the wife, the spouses, the sisters, the brothers, or the children to know what the casualty rates are and the fact that once they get injured, ill, or wounded, their medical care, they're not going to get it. It's virtually a nightmare. And if they can get medical care, it's going to be ineffective and delayed or denied. So when we look at the actual February 2008 Griffiths report, and I'm looking at it right now, we know from Operation Desert Storm that 696,842 of us participated in the war, and as of February 2008, only 618,283 were left alive. That's over 70,000 dead. And at that time, 278,713 had filed claims with the Department of Veteran Affairs for, you know, permanent lifetime medical care and disabilities. But at the same time, they denied it to over almost 31,000, and, you know, at that time, 38,000 were pending. You know, what we do know today is that's way over 300,000 that have applied, and the death count continues to go. Denise Nichols and some of the other ones, Dr. Ruth McGill, have been tracking it, and the death count, we're in probably 30 to 40 to 50 easy per month are dying. And these are extraordinarily healthy individuals. When we go and look at what we do know here, the data for Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, as a year ago, it was 1,129,340 had been deployed in the Persian Gulf for Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, but only 958,000 were left alive.
Oh, are those the same figures on the same site?
Yeah, they're on the same site.
All right, fine.
And so you look at that, and again, we're seeing incredible numbers. And then what we have, and again, it's really difficult to find this, and I've sent you copies of it, and we can find it in other places, but the Department of Veteran Affairs also publishes another report. And this report is put the analysis of VA health care utilization among U.S. Global War on Terrorism veterans, Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. And you've got a copy of it. The most recent report is January, and that was released, you know, at the end of January, so it's a couple months old. But it takes time to get data together and get it published. And what we do know in this formal report, and this is staggering, staggering numbers, 43% of all active duty troops that have gone to Iraqi Freedom and got out and are seriously ill. And 41% of all National Guard and Reserve members that got activated went and are serious medical problems. Very, very serious medical problems. And all of these absolutely coincide with what we know as Gulf War illness. It's exactly the same thing. Because we've got the same exposure, except we have just a lot fewer exposures this time. And then when we look at the diagnoses, you know, that some have gone into, and you have to understand, you can get in and get a diagnosis, but that doesn't mean you're going to get optimal medical care. You have to literally do the research yourself and fight for the medical care to get taken care of, no matter what the problems are. And that's a serious, serious problem. So we've got incredible numbers are having serious, serious medical problems. Now, what we were able to do, the work of our team and a lot of others, is to force the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs to agree to give medical care to those returning, or attempt to give medical care to those returning, if they have all the documentation, without applying for a VA disability. Okay? So, in other words, they came back, they're sick, they're wounded, they're ill, they can go to the VA and get medical care if they got out, or they have to fight their way through the Department of Defense system, which is a total nightmare. And so we have all of these problems. Now, what we have to understand is, if you served in the U.S. military and you get wounded, or you get ill, or you get injured, then you can either get what's called a medical board on it in the military, where they retire you medically from the military, even if you only had a short time in the service, or you take your regular discharge. And then you go to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and you apply for a compensation and pension exam and a disability and then lifetime medical care for confirmed medical problems caused by wartime, whatever, while you're on military duty. Now, what we have happen, okay, and this is very, very important to understand, you know, approximately over 1 million people have applied, you know, for the disabilities now with the Persian Gulf, associated with Persian Gulf since we went in there, and it's what? Wow. This is what, 1909? Or 2009? Yeah, 20 years ago.
18 years ago.
20 years ago. Because
yep.
We initially went in, started our operations in there with the military operations in April of 1990 is when the first troops went in there. Not August of 1990, but April of 1990 as we set everything up. And so that's 20 years. So we got 1 million casualties from our adventures in the Persian Gulf for the last 20 years, 1 million casualties. That's staggering numbers. And it's horrific, and the number of dead is just staggering. It continues to go up amongst the U.S. sons and daughters. But then we have the same problems and the same relationships and the numbers across the world. And then the people in the area, it's just devastating on them. So we have all of this stuff. Now, what we need to understand is if you get out and you want to apply for medical care, you have to go through and apply and submit the paperwork, and hopefully through a veteran service officer, to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, and which time they will look through your paperwork, gather more paperwork, and then allow you or assign you to get what's called a physical exam, compensation, more paperwork, and then you never can get there if your paperwork is not taken care of. What we do know, which is 100% confirmed, and this has been on armytimes.com, it's in the AP and everything else, you can pull it up, is we do know that the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs employees were shredding, I want to repeat, shredding applications for medical care before they were ever processed throughout the United States. Totally confirmed. And then what...
Was that official policy, or was that simply...
Yes, it absolutely has to be. I mean, you don't just take these documents and start, you know, running them through the shredder and burning them without official, appropriate, you know, somebody telling you it's okay. That's because of sheer numbers of casualties. Now, about 2 weeks ago, and the story broke, and it was totally confirmed, that the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs throughout had taken tens of thousands of applications, stuffed them into bags, and just stuffed them into corners. So they had them, but they'd never processed them, and they had no intention of processing.
In other words, they don't have any money. They don't want to tell the public that, so they're just going to figure this is a good way of avoiding having to take care of the people.
Correct, and they just throw them in a corner, and then everybody gets so frustrated that they just go away. You have to understand the denial or delay of medical care and the hassles in processing the claim forms is a deliberate act to get you to go away. Because of the horrific medical problems that we knew and we predicted during Desert Storm, that we ordered medical care for that they never got. For example, in the last 3-4 weeks, I've been working directly with two individuals who were friendly fire casualties from February 26th of 1991. They were in U.S. military vehicles struck with uranium munitions fired by U.S. military personnel, whose medical care I personally ordered, followed up by the theater medical commander, 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command in June of 1991, who have never received their medical care in 18 years. And they continued to get very sick and very ill, and they finally contacted our team again and said, we need help to get medical care. So I mean, even before, you know, when I was getting ready to come on your radio show, I was, you know, corresponding directly with one of the individuals trying to set up his medical care, and I talked to the director of his VA out in Salem, Virginia, on Friday trying to get this set up. So we've got deliberate acts. And so then what we have here is if you submit your form, first off, they ask for your paperwork. Well, we know that the military records don't exist in most cases. In my own team, we went to St. Louis, totally confirmed that our military records are gutted. We absolutely know that the medical reports from Desert Storm and Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom have been lost and destroyed. Our units had never been found. We knew they were shipped back. We knew they were safe when they left the theater. When they got back here, the Connex was empty. I mean, I want to repeat, it was just empty. They had disappeared en route. And how that happened, secure transfer, we don't know. Other than one day, there was a fire. And so we had all of this stuff coming down. And so what we have today is we have, out of our, what we call it, adventures in the Persian Gulf, which are, and I want to repeat, they're strictly designed to secure control of oil and mineral resources and transportation. That's all it is. There's never been a threat. Iraq has never posed a threat to us. Iran has never posed a threat to us. Afghanistan has never posed a threat to us. Somalia has never posed a threat to us. And they never have, never will. They don't have an Air Force, a Navy, or anything to even attack us. But, you know, we have to control everything. And so we've got upwards of 1 million U.S. sons and daughters that are now casualties that have very, very serious medical problems, okay, for which they cannot get prompt and optimal medical care. For example, out of Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, we're just starting the seventh year right now, right? Okay?
Yep.
2009, we're just
right.
We're 6 years starting the 7 year. What we do know, and this is the ones that have just gone to the Department of Veteran Affairs, the number of casualties as of the end of January is 400,304. 49,000 of them were presenting with serious infectious and parasitic diseases. 4,000 had developed cancers, malignant cancers, within 1 year while they're over there. I've got whole units down, and I've talked to the unit commanders, I've talked to the parents, and we're working with them. 17,000 have benign cancers, you know, benign tumors. Endocrine metabolic is at 93,000 individuals. Leukemias. I have to understand, uranium munitions are definitely mutagenic to the Ames test. We know that it affects the RNA, DNA. We know it affects the white blood cells. I got 10,000 leukemias. These are extraordinarily healthy individuals. The PTSD and mental stuff, which we can come back to, is 178,483. Neurological problems, 146,611. Staggering.
Now, these are VA figures.
These are direct VA figures from their actual report, January report. And you got a full copy of the report.
Yeah, I did. I appreciate that.
And on the muscular skeletal is 197,078. Now, what we do know happens, okay? And I'm going to look at uranium weapons and explosives. And this is what's affecting me horribly right now. The explosions and getting rattled around and all of this incredible amount of weight of equipment that they're carrying that the body's not made to carry, and especially the helmet and all the junk on top of the helmet on top of the head, is affecting the entire skeletal system, specifically the spine. Okay? Now, let's look at the cervical spine first, because that's where my major problems are right now. When you get all the stuff on your helmet and all the junk and you get rattled around, your head is bounced all over the place. Now, when you have the toxins, we have all of the nerve agents and we have the uranium and we have all this other stuff. What happens is this stuff is inhaled. It gets back in the back of the throat, in the nasopharyngeal passageway, and then we have a direct transfer through the tissue to the spinal cord in the cervical spine area, C1, C2, C3, C4, C5. Okay? And once in there, especially with your uranium contaminants and the nerve agents, this just causes demyelinization of the spinal cord. And at the same time we have demyelinization of the spinal cord, we have tremendous damage to the spinal canal in the spine itself, resulting in serious spinal cord injury.
Well, that will be back in just a moment with Major Doug Rocky. And we're talking about the tragedy, the attack on American soldiers by our own leaders. We'll be right back.
Parents, remind your young adults during spring graduation and prom season, the pressure and excitement becomes much greater and the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increase. This year, practice moderation and common sense, especially behind the wheel and on our roads and highways. Remember, the life you save may be your own. A strong and safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This message was brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises Incorporated, where they realize our children are our future and the future is worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling. Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Major Doug Rocky. Doug, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
No, not really. I mean, you know, we're sharing documents and everything. The old Trap Rock, which is grassrootspeace.org, is probably still the best website.
Would you give how can people get to Trap Rock?
Yeah, the old Trap Rock, Charlie Jinks and Sonny Miller, and their new website is www.grassrootspeace.org. GRASROOTS Peace, PEACE.org. That's probably still grassrootspeace.org.
Okay.
That's probably still the best website. You know, there's other ones that are sharing things around, different groups that are trying to do stuff, different veterans organizations. We try to get the American Legion and the VFW to help us. They do some, but they don't a whole lot. They don't get the information out about the casualties. You know, the last two weeks have just been devastating for, you know, as a result of information and results, reports that have come out of what's happened. For those that have been wounded, ill, and injured in combat or military duty trying to get medical care. As I mentioned, we had total confirmation a couple weeks ago that the, you know, tens of thousands of records were just stuffed in the corners. You know, we've already knew that they were being shredded. And then last Wednesday, it just turned into how much worse can it get? And what happened last week, 4 or 5 days ago, is the Obama administration proposed that the veterans be charged for their own medical care, their, you know, service-connected injuries, and that they bill private insurance companies. Now, private insurance already has an exclusionary clause. If you have to bill insurance, you can't use that private insurance for any medical treatment associated with combat military injuries, okay? And what they came down, because of the sheer, and we got 1 million casualties coming out of this nonsense in the Gulf now over the last 20 years. They don't have the money, they don't have the time, so what they propose is billing the private insurance companies. Well, this stuff all blew up last Wednesday morning. I got up, you know, all of a sudden I got the emails from the Senator Caucus staff, and like, this is what's going on, help. You know, we got to our congressman. I know our congressman here personally, as I understand, walked it over to the White House and handed it in saying, stop this. And so by Wednesday afternoon, quote, the Obama administration waved a white flag of surrender Wednesday, dropping a budget proposal that would have billed private insurance companies for treatment of service-connected medical problems at the Veteran Affairs Department hospitals and clinics, end quote. And that's from the story written by Rick Mays at the Army Times, from the Army Times, and you can pull this up at www.armytimes.com. And so all of a sudden, it just how much worse does it get? Millions of casualties, delayed, denied, ineffective medical care, shredding of records, sequestering of records. The military records at St. Louis and Denver have been altered, and they're missing all over the place. Post-deployment physical assessments have not been done. What we were able to force to do, and what the military is always supposed to do, is before an individual gets deployed, they're supposed to have a solid physical to establish their health. And if they're in bad condition, they're not supposed to be deployed. Well, they've been deploying tens of thousands of individuals with serious medical problems that shouldn't be deployed. And then when they come back, there's a requirement to do a post-deployment physical. They're not doing that. For example, I've got a letter here from a commander working with what it was is the USS Ronald Reagan Task Force. The commander of that Ronald Reagan Task Force refused to do the post-deployment physical assessment on thousands of people coming back from their last deployment in November. And he cited U.S. Navy policy that said, I don't have to comply with the law. And they didn't do it. And so what we know from our data is we've got over 40,000 Navy personnel that have been deployed with serious, serious medical problems. But the VA can't treat them because there was no pre-deployment physical assessment and there's no post-deployment physical assessment.
Well, now, why are these people in the Navy coming back ill? You know,
same thing. You've got all the exposures, extensive exposures, uranium weapons, pesticides, all the downwind hazards and everything else. If I had all the answers, you know, I'd probably have be sitting there as a tenure-track professor, you know, in an endowed chair at a medical school or something, okay? But instead of that, we're all persona non grata.
Sure.
You know,
no, I thought there might be something, you know, because my son was over in the, was on a carrier over there in the Gulf during the first Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
He got severe allergies.
Correct. And there's a lot of exposures from all of the, you know, airborne contamination that definitely came down, because I've worked with a lot of Navy personnel from Desert Storm. Now, the 40,000 I've just cited are not from Desert Storm. These are from Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, current time. And tens of thousands from Desert Storm already, too. You know, we have the Navy ships firing uranium munitions, both on the phalanx and then on the guns and everything else, and then on the, you know, the aircraft. And we'd had tremendous problems. I'd had a lot of Navy personnel were firing the Navy phalanx, which is 20-millimeter DU round. We're coming down with all the medical problems, and they called us for help. I mean, this is going back for years and years and years. I mean, even the ones that shot up Vieques, Puerto Rico, when they were getting ready to go over in 98, 99. You know, so we're seeing all of these problems continuously. And then today, as I'm getting prepared for this, okay, you have to understand, it's kind of like, where did, how much worse does it get each and every day? Well, as I'm getting ready for this now and getting ready for talking on your show, the Army Times had a story. And what we have is, we, you know, when you have stuff, we have a, what's called malaria. You know, malaria is, you
sure
can get pretty bad, right?
And apparently there was a lot of problems with that medicine they were given.
Yeah, and Malefquin, which is larium, has a lot of problems with it and everything else. And so what has happened now is that the Army made the decision Sunday, yesterday, to stop the use of Malefquin, okay, because of the serious neurological, psychological problems. So those individuals with brain injury, depression, anxiety disorder, when they get this, it ends up just creating a nightmare.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are killing their wives and a lot of, you know...
Tremendous spousal abuse, child abuse, all this stuff, crimes being committed and everything else. And, you know, they're coming down and say some of this stuff, you know, originally they were saying, you know, personality disorders or whatever, everything else. But what we have seen is an incredible toxic exposure. I mean, you're a physician. Anytime you get all these toxic exposures into the brain is not going to function well.
That's right.
So these people are physiologically ill on top of psychological problems, and then we just have a nightmare. So, again, what the research confirmed is, I mean, coming just directly from the report out of Army Times, quote, a 2004 study by Walter Reed Institute of Research said Malefquin produced severe seizures and hallucinations and dizziness, headache, insomnia, vivid dreams. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. Hello. Definitely impairment of motor function, degeneration of brain stem cell nuclei, and thus we got sleep disorders, and guess what? Permanent damage to central nervous system. Well, I ate this stuff, okay? And there's a lot of the problems. And so we see this all over, and people I work with and we talk to, they're seeing it all over. So here we have another direct correlation. Again, a report that has come out. Now they're going to cease the use. But the impact is all the individual civilians that are going out and traveling to malaria areas. What are they going to take? Well, the drug of choice right now they're changing into is an antibiotic called doxycycline. Now, we had doxycycline, again, because of other exposures during Desert Storm, and I can tell you personally, because I was on it, it rips your gastrointestinal system apart.
And you got to take probiotic with it. You can't.
Pardon me?
We'll be back in just a minute with Doug Rocky. If you're out there in the listening audience, have a question, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpaha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Hag Sameach.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Major Doug Rocky, and retired from the military. Our number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. We were talking about what are going to take. Now, of course, they used to take quinine, I can remember that, and then we had some other products. But you say now they're suggesting people take doxycycline?
Yeah, doxycycline is now what the military is going to give. As of, you know, today. You know, and so we've got all this stuff. So, I mean, you know, malaria is a devastating disease, and then once you get malaria, there's really no cure for it, I don't think, is there?
No, it's always latent there, but you can usually keep it under fairly good control. We used to have some fairly effective medicine. I guess they've discontinued those.
Yeah, so we have that. So we've got the, problem again. The anti-malaria drugs are now causing serious medical problems. And then another report that I got this morning, again released again in the last 24 hours, is from Dr. Bob Haley at the University of Texas Southwest, that big, huge medical center in North Dallas.
Yep.
Okay, and what they've now confirmed, again, and this is a formal report, again, came out today, that with the pesticides and the nerve agents, we got absolutely definite, confirmed structural changes in the ganglia, hippocampus, thalamus, and the thalamus, and all this stuff throughout the brain.
And these were in the Gulf War veterans, of course.
Pardon me?
These are in Gulf War veterans.
Gulf War veterans, absolutely. Right. And but again, it comes to the same thing. We're probably seeing the same thing in the farmers with pesticides. Okay, and we'll see in all of the workers in, you know, in the farm industry with the pesticides. And so what we have, flat out, total confirmed, problems with concentration and memory, quote, body pain, fatigue, abnormal emotional responses, personality changes. And we're seeing this. And we're seeing this throughout. So, again, what we're seeing when we look at this stuff, we look at the horrific medical problems, we look at the actual medical diagnoses for the physiological effects, and then we come down and we're seeing all of the so-called psychological responses. And what we realize is we have extensive toxic exposures resulting in horrific physiological problems and absolutely unpredicted or unthought of psychological consequences resulting in all kinds of problems. It's just a total mess. So when we come on back down and we look at all of these exposures, all of these medical research confirmations, and after, I want to repeat, all this stuff is common sense. And when we taught all this stuff and you got the lesson plans and references for our team during Desert Storm when we were the theater experts on this, is that we put all the warnings out. You can't take and expose any individual to all of these toxic exposures and not expect adverse physiological problems and psychological problems. It's just absolutely going to happen. That is just a given thing that you're going to see. So now when we come on down, when we look at the actual statistics on Operation Desert Storm, where we look at the solid ones for Iraqi freedom and during freedom from January, I come on down and I start looking at the psychological problems that correspond with the physiological problems. You have to understand, the majority of these individuals having psychological problems have one or more serious physiological problems, whether it's cardiac, whether it's neurological, whether it's digestive. You know, everybody's got the horrific rash on your that never heals. I mean, mine's open and bleeding right now, and it always has been since, you know, 1991. So you have that. And so then we look at the problems with the psychological stuff. And depressive disorders, our PTSD diagnosis at 93,000, and the estimates are that, we're already, in a quarter of a million having the problems. Depressive disorders at 63,000, neurotic disorders at 51,000, affective psychoses at 36,000. Abusive drugs and alcohol are staggering. I mean, absolutely staggering numbers. And we hear those in that report at 27,000, 16,000. Special symptoms, 9,000, 10,000, sexual deviations, rapes at 9,000, and you can read on that all the time in Army Times and everything else that's going on. And then all this non-psychotic, organic brain damage up in the end is 8,000. So when we look at all this stuff, it comes down to two simple things. We're having horrific problems with PTSD, which we've seen in the Vietnam vet, which has never been healed in the Vietnam vet, as you know. I mean, the number of Vietnam veterans still affected by Agent Orange is over 400,000, and PTSD is staggering numbers. So we see this all again. So when we look at this thing, it comes down to the same thing. What has happened to the sons and daughters of America that have gone to war with these toxic environments? Number one, they have horrific physiological effects for which prompt and optimal medical care is delayed or denied. And in some cases, they don't even know what to do. And then you have deliberate acts to deny correlation between exposures and medical care and thus deny care. Then you have the destruction of all the claims. You have the destruction or shredding of records. You have the stuff sequestered, just put away, where it's never processed. And so the poor, sick, and ill veteran out there or their family are going through horrific problems. I went to war, and now take care of me, and it's not happening. So they run into the PTSD problem of total frustration of being sick and ill, and they can't get care, so that affects the psychoses. Then they have the realization all of a sudden that, oh, my God, I killed and blew up men, women, and children for no reason at all. I want to repeat. Look in the history books, study history. Iraq has never attacked us. Iran has never attacked us. They have no capability to attack us. Afghanistan has never attacked us. They have no capability to attack us. Yes, we've invaded their countries and overthrown their governments or attempted to overthrow their governments for years and years and years. We've totally destroyed their infrastructure. We've killed the men, women, and children. And then the soldiers go over there and all of a sudden they realize, geez, I was lied to. But they're trying to belong to the group. So they're still trying to belong to the group we'll call the hoo-ha factor, John Wayne factor, Rambo factor. So they go and do it and they do it and they do it. And then they come back here and they crash psychologically. So we have peeing in your pants scared from war and combat, or, just like anybody's standard trauma from stressful events. Incredible toxic exposures of all types, and the realization that you were lied to. And now you have, being raised in Judeo-Christian ethics, you know what's right and what's wrong, but the whole group says, let's go and kill and destroy, and isn't it fun? And now you have a massive brain crisis.
Well, it's a tragic situation. Why are we fighting in Afghan? Well, my goodness, there's some Al-Qaeda there. There are Al-Qaeda in 40 nations throughout the world. Are we going to invade every nation with Al-Qaeda? And we're recruiting more people into it all the time because we're over there killing them. We're putting many of them in prison and torturing them. And they did nothing wrong. They were just picked up in sweeps. And it's justified by Dick Cheney and by George Bush. And tragically, by an awful lot of Americans. Well, thanks so much for being with us. We look forward to having other programs. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Doug Rogge. I've checked his figures out in the past, and they've always been very accurate. So if he says 70,000 of the veterans from the Gulf War I are dead, I can assure you it's right. I'm going to go up on the Internet and check the figures. But who's responsible? I mean, why did we? What was the justification for Gulf War I? Certainly, it was because the wicked Saddam Hussein had invaded Kuwait. Ladies and gentlemen, Saddam Hussein had been a CIA agent. I've got books written 20 years ago that talk about Saddam as a CIA agent. If you get the book We Do Carry by Robert Baer, See No Evil, he was a CIA agent. He said when he was in Iraq, he never met an Iraqi who didn't believe that the American government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. He never met an Iraqi who didn't believe that the CIA, that the American government was keeping Saddam in power. He gave two instances where the military, Iraqi military, tried to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and each time they were betrayed by the American State Department. You must understand there is organized evil in the world today, and tragically it is in control of our government. We have a special new syllabus we put out. It's called The Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. The Membership List has a lot of commentary on the Brotherhood of Darkness, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations, Group of 30. We'll give you the information you're not going to get elsewhere, information that you need to have and you need to help us get out. So that's the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a new syllabus. It's must be several hundred pages, but it's got all of their names, and in many of them, of course, at least with the Trilateral Commission, what they do on their positions, head of Goldman Sachs, head of J.P. Morgan Chase, head of Citigroup, head of the major banks, and of course, these are the people President Obama says, well, we've got to get them to start lending. No, they have no intention to start lending. They want this crisis. When you understand that, it all makes sense. I mean, why do we have people from the Group of 30? There are three of them from the Group of 30, this little clique that runs the economics of the world, that are currently chief advisors to the President of the United States. He surrounded himself with the people of great wealth, and did you ever wonder how we got the money to buy $1.5 million home in Chicago, another $9 million home over in Hawaii? Where did the money come from? From a guy who's never held a regular job. He's always been a community organizer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got real problems in America. And, of course, we are headed into a financial collapse. They are setting out to destroy the value of our currency. And, of course, you need to understand that. You need, of course, to protect yourself. If you haven't heard my talk on the financial tsunami, it's available on DVD, and you should get the syllabus for that. You should get the book entitled The Coming Battle. It was written in 1889, but it tells you how the banks work, how they withhold money, how they just stop making loans exactly as they're doing today. There's nothing new about this. Oh, the only thing is, of course, they've got a lot more coverage. They're convincing you, oh, the banks don't have the money. The banks are involved. They've got trillions of dollars at their disposal, and we give money to AIG, and what does it do? It transfers money to Goldman Sachs. It transfers money to J.P. Morgan Chase. It transfers money to European banks. $80 or $90 billion of what we've given to AIG has been transferred to banks. And what you're seeing is the greatest transfer of wealth in history. And, of course, when they collapse our currency, the people will be impoverished. And that's the plan. If you haven't read the Earth Chart, you need to get it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Get the membership list of The Brotherhood of Darkness. You won't be sorry. You'll want to have it. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Worship and warfare, holy places, and in his hands. Three locations.